Welcome to Real Estate and You. Folks, we've got a good one. We're real good. I've got Tommy with me from Olive's Nursery. So you know there's going to be some real good advice with what's going on. A little rain. Tell you what to do with that yard to get them spick and span and ready to go. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after word for our sponsors. Welcome back. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Scott.
You know, I'm always bragging on you. But you know what? I got to brag on somebody else.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Well, your whole staff, really. I'm going to say that.
Oh, okay.
Because I guess y'all were at a meeting on learning how to garden and do all kind of wise stuff.
That's right.
Yeah, we were gone. We dropped off a load of pots. How's that? at Olive's. And a real nice young man unloaded them. I learned my lesson. I'm old and...
Let them do it if they offer, right?
Let the youngins do it.
That's right.
And dropped them off. And your sweet wife picked all the plants out. I said, Tommy, you know what to do. And Debbie.
She
did an amazing job.
Good job, yes.
Picked all the stuff out. And, of course, I left the thing and said, okay, these are going to Bentwood. And you know what happens when you have something at Bentwood? You have deer. So, yes. But...
Some are going in the backyard where there's fence, though, or they don't jump over your back fence, do they?
Yeah, the fence is that tall.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. They laugh at those fences. But what they do, and folks, the reason I'm saying this is if you take your pots there, like, the main thing is the soil. And that's what I want you to kind of talk about. We kind of start with the soil and the different plants you do this time of the year and why you do them. And then we're going to talk about pansies.
You know, let me say this. I used to think I was the only one that could do that. Not true, is it? Debbie does a good job.
Tommy, I don't mean this bad, but she may be better than you.
I think she is.
She's pretty darn good.
That's right. You got to start with a soil that'll hold moisture, that the moisture, you know, some soils have a lot of bark in them and the water just flows right through and doesn't really wet the plants. So that's important. And then there's this fungus called mycorrhizae. Fungus, and if you Googled it, I was fascinated. It when it touches a root, it wakes up, spears the root, goes into the soil, and draws moisture and food minerals out of the soil and gives it to the root, and the root gives it some carbs that it wants. So we generally mix that in with the soil when we plant like that. So there's a lot of little tricks that we do, and if you come by Olive's, you'll find out about. So.
Well, and what I learned too is when the plants die, and if I have them, they're gonna die sooner or later. what happens?
All plants eventually die more, you know, fairly.
Well, Claire does a better job, but and what I did too is when you get good soil, and you do it, and you have them in your pots, and when that plant does die, you don't just dump that soil out; you keep it.
Yeah.
And that makes it plenty heavy too, and you take it back. A lot of this soil is still good.
Yeah, we rejuvenate
and
rejuvenate
it, recondition it, whatever. And so when that guy said, "Is this soil good?" I go, "Well, it's yours. You ought to know it." And they did. So yes. It saves you money and stuff too.
Right.
And they can refix it.
That's right.
So it doesn't just wear out.
Exactly. We do have pretty high salt content in our soil, in our water, excuse me, which then gets into our soil. And so by the way, occasionally with your containers. You can drench them like monthly, really add a lot more water than you need, let it run out the bottom and keep running out to kind of dissolve some of those salts that kind of build up near the bottom and leach out. If I had a big pot with like a palm in it or a big tree, I don't know that that would be, it would be good for anything to do that, to leach it out during the summer about once a month.
And you're sowing just soak.
Yes.
You just see the water just running out the bottom.
Because those salts, you know, unless you do that, they build up in the soil. And it's good to dissolve them and send them out. Okay? Like a rain would do.
A good rain. And you know what? We just had some, didn't we?
And you know what can't stand it? Her just going nuts? The Texas sage, the purple sage.
Yes.
They are so grateful for that rain. They're just pow. They're dynamite, aren't they?
They kind of be tricking us, you know, because usually they say when they bloom, it's going to rain.
Going to rain, but I don't know. They were so thankful for that rain. They're still in bloom, aren't they?
I know, and they're kind of pricking us.
Well, but I don't care. They're beautiful.
They are beautiful when they're blooming.
They're gorgeous.
They're kind of blowing when they're not blooming.
You know, if they get too tall and too big, and they can, I don't like a sheared look, especially on a native plant like that. So if you cut them back to a foot, 2 feet, I don't care whether they're 6 or 8 feet tall, just cut them back. There may not be a leaf left, but I have never killed one. They always come back kind of real full and soft and pretty. So that's a tip that people with Texas sage, and whether it has a green leaf or a silver leaf, they need to know that.
Well, right now, and the only reason I'm learning stuff is because we did bring a bunch of pots in. I don't know how many different kind of plants, but there was a whole bunch. So I guess you can plant a bunch of things right now.
Yeah.
And I was thinking it's already kind of getting towards the end of summer, you'd be limited, but I don't think you are.
Well, we have over 3 months of that plants can do well. And, you know, if in the, and it's going to get cooler, it's going to be a time where you want to be outside more.
Yes.
Well, why not recondition things and enjoy it for 3 months? That's a long time. That's a big part of a year to enjoy your back patio and your backyard.
Well, we're going to find out something because we didn't do this last time. Is and Debbie sold it to us, got us some stuff, is the deer repellents
right.
that y'all sell. And we didn't try them last time. And the deer, and I was joking, Don Casero, he does our yard, you know, and he said he got planted some stuff in our flower beds in the front. And he said, I want you to know that I read up on this, and the deer will not eat this. And I called him, and I kind of made him mad. And I said, what? I said, well, apparently the deer out here don't read well because they ate the tops off. All of the flowers are gone. And so the deer don't read well, apparently.
That's right. And neither do birds. I have a sign up, no pooping from my trees.
Yeah, the birds don't read well either. Yeah, they don't
read
it at all. So, but we're going to try it so I can tell people.
You know, in Don's defense, they didn't eat the plant, they ate the blooms.
They did, that's true.
And the plants are still there.
Yeah, but the blooms were not, they were completely gone.
Which is why you wanted the plants, right?
Well, yes, but what I want to see is what a lot of the deer do. They don't necessarily eat it. They literally pull the plant out of the dirt.
Too. They do that. Because they don't have sharp, they have grinding teeth instead of cutting teeth. So they just pull the, they eat the bloom and pull the plant out.
So, Tommy, you know, I tell people, everybody's asked me, especially because I brag on the olive oil.
Yeah.
And it does work. But I'm going to tell them the truth, if the deer stuff works or doesn't work. So I'll be able to tell y'all folks in a couple of weeks if it worked or didn't work. Because there's a whole bunch of pots on our back porch. So we're going to see if it worked or didn't work. And there's some good money invested in those plants. So I'm going to tell you if it protected them or didn't protect them. With all different kind of plants, all kind of beautiful flowers, and neat, all kinds of variety of plants.
Yeah,
The orange flower, what was that called? Some kind of...
It could have been a...
If you tell me,
is it tall?
Yeah.
It's an orange Esperanza or yellow bell.
It's very pretty. The yellow bells we got for sure.
Yeah.
But real, real pretty. And then the young man was talking about just coming up when it gets colder. And I didn't know this. You would think by the name of it, which I don't want to offend anybody, but a pansy, you would think it would be a weak flower. I'm just saying, when you say that guy's a pansy, you think, oh, what a weakling. And but he's saying, and when these get back, you need to come to Olive's. We have the best pansies in San Angelo. And I said, really? And he goes, because when it freezes, it won't hurt them.
That's right.
And I just thought that was ironic.
In 1983, were you in San Angelo in 83?
Yes.
Did Lake Nazareth freeze over?
I slept since then.
And there was so much plumbing that was frozen, and we had 20 days about zero. Do you remember that?
I remember real estate.
And the yellow pansies, it kind of really hurt some of the pansies, but the yellow ones were the toughest. And
a yellow pansy is the toughest. Now just think about that. Because you know the guy.
Get that thought in your brain, right? The yellow pansy is a tough guy.
Yeah, it is. Like the first guy that left the Alamo was named the Yellow Rose of Texas.
You know? There you go.
So